Live on location at Life Care Center of Elyria, we are at the A Taste of Elyria event. And boy, oh boy, have we tasted every inch of Elyria today. Man, this has been awesome. Boy, not only have we had some sweet savory treats here today, we also had some ice cream just a few minutes ago from Cowhouse Creamery. I'm not quite sure that a job gets any better than this. I mean, this is pretty awesome. This is about as good as I think it's going to get. Well, we've talked to a lot of different folks today. We've got Greg Willie with us right now from the Friendship APL. Greg, thanks for giving us some of your time. And first off, before we get into it, congratulations. I didn't realize we saw you when we were doing the Poochkee Pilgrimage, and we stopped by there about 2 months ago. I didn't realize this, but congratulations. Leadership Lorain County presented you with the Difference Makers at the Difference Makers Gala. You were one of the award winners from the Leadership Lorain County. Congrats.
Thank you very much. That was really exciting. I didn't anticipate that at all. It was a really overwhelming experience. So it was an honor to be even thought of in that category.
Well, this has been a really busy month for you guys. I mean, you guys have been all over the place. I mean, going from the cat yoga event, Dying to Donate event. You know, like you had an adoption event last weekend, and you're not done yet. You guys have a doggy dash coming up this weekend.
So this is a really special event. This is our third year doing this. It's actually put on by the 7th grade class of Lake Ridge Academy. And these kids put together this amazing event. And, I mean, it is professionally done. It is a really great event. Last year we had over 100 participants. This year we're anticipating even more. And it's just truly amazing what these kids can actually put together and do, and how much money it raises for the shelter, which it raised close to $3,000 last year.
Wow.
Are the dogs actually run in the 5K too?
We have two different events. Yeah. We have a 5K, which is, I believe, two-legged only. If you had a really great and well-behaved dog, you could probably participate in the 5K with your dog. But we also have a dog walk on the side. That's a smaller walk through the French Creek Reservation. It's really a beautiful walk. The majority of people, actually, I think it was split pretty much half and half. 50% actually ran in the 5K. The others did the mile-long walk with their dogs. And it was just a really wonderful turnout last year.
This isn't a competitive thing. This is ultra-casual, right?
Oh, yeah. The 5K is competitive.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Right. You win trophies, awards. You have the numbers on your chest.
Oh, wow.
It is a professional, measured-out 5K. They have done a phenomenal stop. They have water stops along the way where you splash water in your face and and keep running. I mean, it is really a very, very amazingly put together event. And you wouldn't believe that's put on by 12 and 13-year-old kids.
Well, that's the incredible thing to me, Greg, is the fact that, I mean, it's put together by 7th graders.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they have a club there that's actually dedicated to working with animals. They come and volunteer at Friendship APL on a regular basis. Their teacher, Erin Sims, is absolutely amazing, and she takes care of it and has been an awesome volunteer for us as well. So it's just an incredible event. Right now, they have T-shirts, and you can register online. You can go to our website, www.friendshipapl.org. Go to the events page, and you can register there. They are asking people to pre-register for the event, and it's $20 a person, and it does also include a T-shirt. You can register for and get the T-shirt as well. So it's a really great event.
Greg Willie of the Friendship APL, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys have another event. Well, you guys just don't stop. You got one event after another. This other one is pretty interesting. So this is the Tri-C Ghost Hunters event at Old St. Joseph Hospital in Psychic Paranormal Fair. That's what this thing is?
Yeah,
there's a lot of layers to that.
Yes. So they're going to, this is going to be the last tour of this hospital and this facility.
Okay.
So they got this last chance before, I believe it's actually being demolished or closed permanently.
Oh, wow.
And they got in there to take and lead this. And they've done these things before. They're really, really amazing. They do a great job, and if you're into that kind of thing, if you're into being a little spooked and a little scared, we do recommend going on that ghost tour at the end. The beginning has just got all sorts of things. They'll have tarot card readers, palm readers, those type of things. We're also going to have some animals there for adoption, and that event benefits a lot of great organizations throughout Lorain County. So, you know, it's something to really take part in and really help the community. It doesn't just benefit us. It benefits a whole host of different nonprofits throughout the county. So
at the end, when you do that that hunt? Is it like, do they give you like the ghost meters and everything too?
I think they lead you on that. So they will have their professionals going on that tour with them. And so they will guide you through where you need to go. I don't think it's more like haunted house type feeling. This is like our professional group of ghost hunters.
Like the stuff you see on TV, right? Where they're going through the buildings. That's cool.
Yeah, so, and like I said, it also is kind of a bit of Lorain County history at the same time. Going through this this building is going to be one of the last chances you have to go and see a historic part of Lorain County.
And I think when folks think of you guys, they think of you guys primarily with just the things that you guys do with dogs. You do a lot of great things with dogs, but you guys do pretty much almost any pet you can think of, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We've taken care of everything from, you know, obviously the cats and kittens to the exotics. One of our biggest stories while I've been here was we rescued 5 horses. We had an alligator rescue. We've rescued snakes.
Alligator rescue?
Yeah. Yeah, in
Holy
Sheffield
cow.
Lake. Yeah.
Wow.
4.5-foot alligator.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's
how does that happen? Is somebody...
They kept it as a pet. They built, this is why I'll never own a rental property.
Yeah.
This was $1 million rental
better
home
every time.
On
yeah.
the lake. And when this guy left the house, the owner of the rental property walked in to find a 55,000-gallon aquarium built to the living room and dining room of his house. And the alligator is still living inside of it. So,
wow.
I mean, this is an enormous water feature. River running through his property, basically. Had no idea that this was
happening. That's crazy.
Wow. So, more importantly, how long was this alligator at the shelter?
Oh, no. Actually, after the Zanesville incident where there was like the 32 wild animals had escaped and let loose. So right after that, Ohio State University opened up a sanctuary for exotic animals in the state of Ohio as a response to that. And so I actually was on the phone with one of the veterinarians there while I was trying to rescue this alligator because I've never dealt with an alligator before.
Very few of us up here have.
So she doesn't happen a lot in Ohio, I would think.
Yeah, she talked me through it and then actually agreed to take the alligator into her sanctuary. So actually, it was only at our shelter for about 10 and a half minutes, so my volunteers and staff could actually visit with it for a second.
Now, did you wrangle it, or do you call someone for that?
I had to wrangle it, basically. Wow. So what? I don't want to say wrangle. I'm not wrestling this alligator.
I think I'd tell everyone I wrangle.
These poles, the catch poles that you use and you see on, like, Animal Planet and things like that. So the important thing was I had to get it around that neck and the underneath its arm because if you just get around the neck, it'll spin. And when it spins, it could choke itself out. So we had to be very, very cautious. It took me actually quite a bit of time to actually get it out. So,
you're a braver man than I am, Greg. Yeah. I'd have walked the other way when I walked into that room.
Yeah,
that's wild, man. Sometimes you and I have a pretty good idea as to how a conversation I had no idea this was going that direction.
I was on a whole other path right there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I always say I love my job because every day it is truly different every single day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't run into something new and unusual in the animal world. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. But it really keeps you on your toes at all times.
I would say so. I mean, if you're wrestling alligators, it absolutely keeps you on your toes at all times. Wow, that's wild. Like I said, never thought we were going to be talking about alligators during this segment. But then again, you never know. That's the beauty of live radio. You go 100 different directions. Greg, we appreciate you spending some time with us here at the Taste of Elyria event. A lot of good things going on. For those who maybe don't know how to get a hold of you, just throw your contact info out there. How can folks get a hold of you if they want to try and get in touch?
Well, they can give us a call, 440-322-4321. They can check out all our animals on our website, www.friendshipapl.org. And ultimately, you know, you stop down at the shelter at 8303 Murray Ridge Road right in Elyria, and we're just doing a giant renovation right now of our building. So in a week, we're hoping people are going to come down, visit, and see all the new stuff we have going on down there at the shelter. So it's a great time. So thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. No problem. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for the calendar, too. It's great stuff.